Mr. Van Leer, you're bringing your one-man show, Ruby Cat Lawson's Roadhouse Lounge, to the Glema Center at Madisonville Community College. And I understand you are a homie. You were born in Madisonville or raised there?
Yes, Madisonville is my hometown, born and raised. I am a Kentuckian, and also I'm very excited to say that I'm a notable Kentuckian, and that's my hometown, yes.
So what was your pathway to being in stage and film? How did your career evolve?
Well, that's interesting. That lets you know how important role models are. I was raised up in a very, a versatile entertainment family. My mother, she was a gospel soloist. I have one brother that was an actor. Actually, there's been who's from Mary State University, who graduated from. And I have another brother that's a musician. Then I have a father that was a preacher. So those are the things, are the elements that planted the roots for me. So I just was born with music in me as I, you know, progressed. With the combination of theater and music background came this wonderful show called Ruby Cat Lawson's Roadhouse Lounge, which was actually 10 years in the making.
I've seen your segment with Ray Charles as Ray Charles on YouTube, and it's spot on, isn't it?
Ray Charles lives within me. When I put this piece together, and I like to say a little bit about it, it has 21 onstage costume changes, and it has 9 major musical characters that we give tribute to in the show. And Ray Charles was one of the individuals I just truly, truly admired growing up. I've spent the 10 years in putting this piece together because I wanted the audience to have the opportunity to see what it was actually like to be in front of these great musical heroes and historians. So I took time to make sure when I sat down on the piano that I could bring Georgia to life just as Ray Charles would do and give the audience the opportunity to feel that same energy. And that's kind of like something that's missing these days. You know, people don't actually see real musicians. So I made sure that what I say was dead on to Ray Charles, from the eye movements to the fingers to the playing. And I took that pride and energy with each of the characters that I worked to bring to the audience to see.
So you're also portraying the great Little Richard, Sam Cooke, who else?
Little Richard. What a banger, what a swagger, what a humdinger. Yes, we having a ball and it ain't all. So I bring Little Richard and all his energy with the Lucille, and then there's Jerry Lee Lewis. And some laugh at that, but I'm here to tell you, once you see what happens on the piano with great balls of fire and a whole lot of shaking going on, then everybody just starts the clapping. When I saw Jerry Lee Lewis play from a TV clip from years ago, I never forgot it. And it just set in my soul. And it's a special place with me with all of these characters. There's actually a scene in our own Lionel Richie with a gospel piece with the Commodores. We have Sam Cooke, You Send Me. We have, we have Elton John. One of the things that changed my life is when I heard Elton John play Benny and the Jets. And I've never in my life seen anybody sit down and deliver that piece. So I decided that was one of the segments that was going to be in the show. So it's something for everybody. There's rock and roll, there's soul, there's boogie woogie with Big Joe Turner, there's blues with Muddy Waters, there's soul with Sam Cooke and Ray Charles. You have pop music with Elton John, and then you have the rock and roll with Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard. So it's all of these different types of music for everybody in this piece. It's a wonderful, wonderful, good feeling, happy piece, Ruby Cat Lawson's Roadhouse Lounge.
I'm thinking you originated the concept. You are the star of the show, and this is one of your one-man productions. You also portray Martin Luther King Jr., Frederick Douglass, George Washington Carver. You have a whole series of one man productions.
Right. Many people on this planet, on Earth, really don't know exactly what it is that they're destined to do. And my destiny in life is to inspire people by theater and film, television, theater, film, and to inspire people. That is what God has put me on this planet to do. So I create pieces that can inspire people in many different ways. So another show that I have that somewhat mirrors the musical pieces is one that gives tribute to some of the great heroes of our history, such as Frederick Douglass and as you said, Martin Luther King and Thurgood Marshall. And that piece is called Power on Earth. And that show, it took me about 3.5 years to put that one together. And that is, and that's another show that all the costume changes are done on stage. It's fast-paced. And then it's another one called Great Innovators that gives tribute to some of the great inventors like George Washington Carver.
Tell me about getting in the character of Martin Luther King Jr. Again, I saw a YouTube segment with you speaking his words, and it seemed to me that your vocal delivery was so studied. The shape of the mouth to articulate the way he did, that must feel very interesting to have Martin Luther King Jr. coming out of your own person.
Thank you for the compliment. And I will say there is a science to it. And actually, the piece on Dr. King is the first that I developed when I was in college and found out that I had the ability to sound like just about anybody. And what it is, everybody speaks with music, words and music. And if you can memorize and learn a person's music in their voice, then you can sound just like them. But everybody says good morning usually the same way. You have two different tones, so you have good and morning. If you can memorize that signature of a person's dialect, then you can sound like them. And then what follows is the lip movement, and then along with the gestures. But not only that, is actually the great thing about it is actually what he said. You know, the unity of love is the greatest power on earth. It is the strongest force. It is the force that conquers evil. And everybody can be great, and everybody can be first. Be first in love, be great in humanity, be number one in giving. That way we're all number one. We're all the first. So that's the real driving force to all of these characters that I portray, from Thurgood Marshall to all of them, to Frederick Douglass, is that humanity in them. And then eventually I transferred over into the music realm, because music moves people's souls. Music makes people happy. You can hear a particular song and it can take you back to one of the finest times in your life. So everything about me is about inspiring people and making people happy and bringing these great people that has great contributions to society. And that's everything that is about me.
May I go back to your Madisonville roots and ask you where you went to school in Madisonville and then where you went to college? And you live in Nashville now. What do you do there?
Well, Madisonville, I always said, it was always a big sign when you come into Madisonville. You used to say the greatest town on earth. And I'm a true believer of hometown roots. I mean, I still have people that have connections. I went to Madisonville North Hopkins High School. I still have friends there in Madisonville. My elementary school was Wattle Avenue. That was my foundation in life, and I love Madisonville more than anything. And I can't wait to be on the Tonight Show to let the world know about my great hometown, Madisonville, and the state of Kentucky. I graduated from Western Kentucky University, the Hilltoppers, and I still go back there occasionally. And presently, I'm in Nashville, and I commute back and forth to Los Angeles. So really, I'm pretty much bi-coastal. So it's good that I'm here in Nashville because I still have country music and the music world that surrounds me. And occasionally, you know, I still go out and play at some of the hotels and so forth like that for entertainment. And in the meantime, I'm traveling across country with the one-man shows on Roadhouse Lounge, basically.
You mentioned The Tonight Show.
Oh, well, that's hopefully in the future. I starred in a feature film called Deadline that actually was released about this time last year, starring Eric Roberts and Steve Tiley from American Pie. So that was one of the films that I co-starred on, and you can get that on Netflix. And it was on demand. I'm not for sure if it is now, but before that, I starred in my first reality show called The Messengers, about the greatest motivational speakers. And then there's been a lot of television and film, from General Hospital to Nickelodeon shows that I starred in, and the WB shows that I've starred in. So that's another whole thing that I work on. Also, I'm constantly auditioning, so I'm traveling back and forth from Los Angeles to Atlanta and here. And so it's always the great goal of inspiring people, the mass numbers. And also, you know, television, film is one way. But I love the personal contact of face-to-face on stage, where you can see the people smile and you can see the people clap their hands.
Well, good for you. And you have a son?
I do. I have my son. He's 17 years old. He's a scrapping basketball and football player. I do have that. And I have also a daughter. She's a wonderful student at WKU. So I do have family, yes.
Well, we look forward to your show, and thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing all the wonderful people there. God bless, and have a great, great day.